Hey guys, welcome back to Get Real with Mama Moines. Oh my God, it's been a while. You know, if I can pump out one podcast per month, I'm doing good. So this is just going to be a recap of what's been going on for the last month. If you don't know, I started a YouTube channel. Every time I get on this podcast or I do a video, if you can hear that noise in the background, it is the dogs chewing. Hang on their bones. What is that? Like, they're just laying around. The second I pick up the phone to record, they start chewing on their bones. Coho, you can't do that. You can hear it in the background. It's a little annoying. Okay, I digress. I just want to catch up with what's been going on for the last month. As I was saying, I started a YouTube channel. Now, for those of you that don't know, I am planning. My goal is to, by the time I'm 60, I'm 57, is to be living in Europe part-time. The only problem with that is that the economy in Canada for the last year, the real estate market, has been horrible. That, you know, with the fact that AI, artificial intelligence, is really taking over virtual staging, has put me in a position where my business, I'm a stager, predominantly stager slash interior decorator, but I work with realtors to get homes ready, to get them on the market. I have a warehouse full of furniture that we bring in, but the market has been so slow, number one. And number two, everybody is going towards AI and virtual staging. And I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you right now, I can just foresee that AI coming down the pipeline, it is going to be taking a ton of jobs away. I was at the Eaton Center the other day, and I went into Zara, which is a women's clothing store. So I was shocked. They do not have tellers. They call tellers, you know, when you stand at the counter and take people's money. Cashiers. They don't have cashiers anymore. It's like the self-help, Do I have dementia? What the hell? You know when you go to a grocery store and you put your own groceries through? Well, they have this now, but it's at Zara, a women's clothing boutique. And I'm thinking, what happened to all the people that were employed here? And I think that although AI can be great in some areas, I'm a little worried about what's going to happen when AI is smarter than people. What's going to happen to all the jobs? What are people going to do? I mean, even at grocery stores now, they have kids that are stocking the shelves, but apparently they're going to have robots that are going to be able to stock the shelves, and they've got all the cashiers that you just do yourself, you self-checkout. So it's a little bit concerning as far as I'm concerned, because I see it already in my own industry. I see it. I see what they have now. I mean, cool, really cool. You know how you put those, and I am not technological at all, so excuse my lack of knowledge and my complete ignorance. You know those goggles you put on, and it's like virtual reality. Well, they're working on, so I've heard, where you put these goggles on when you go into a potential home that you want to buy, and you walk through, and then you get to click whether, like, what kind of style of home you, like, how you would decorate it, whether it's a modern farmhouse or contemporary or mid-century modern, whatever your style is, you can click that, and then when you're walking through the house room by room, it will be set up in whatever style, whatever decorating, you know, style that you like in every room. I mean, is that really freaking cool? Yeah, so cool. You can actually walk through and have it decorated, and in various different styles. So that, I mean, I think that's really cool. However, it is literally going to take my job away. There's not going to be a need for stagers to go in and set up the rooms and create the focal points and have proper furniture placement, you know, how to put art on the wall, because artificial intelligence is going to do all that for you. And so I think that is kind of neat, but at the other hand, I'm out of a job. So my point is that I started a YouTube channel because I'm hoping that I am in 3 or 4 years going to be able to monetize that channel and go and live in Portugal and still have an income stream. For those of you that are not aware, I have a son that was on the show The Bachelor. And back in the day when he started 3 years ago, when he first went on the show, I met a Bachelor recapper. His name is Dave Neal. And I was actually on his YouTube channel. He interviewed me more for my book than being Blake's mom. But my point is that when I started following him as a Bachelor recapper, back then they referred to Dave as Bookshelf Dave. So he literally had his computer set up on a bookshelf and he would stand and do his YouTube videos with this computer on the bookshelf. That was only 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. I think he had maybe, I don't know, 7,000 subscribers, if that. And I clicked on his channel because it was recapping The Bachelor from a guy's perspective. And I thought, oh, that'd be kind of cool to see what a guy actually thinks of The Bachelor. And fast forward to 3 years later, Dave is now has a following of, I'm going to say close to like maybe 80,000 subscribers. But he's gone from having, like, he's been so inspirational to me and a genuinely really nice guy. He's been so inspirational to me because he went from Bookshelf Dave living in, I think, a little studio apartment to 3 years later, 4 years later, now is married and just bought his first gorgeous home. I still follow him and watch his videos in Nashville. And he was able to do that from the hard work that he put in from creating content on YouTube. Now, I know he just started a podcast as well. And he has a Patreon that, you know, people that actually pay to support him, which is smart, good for him. But he went from that nothing to being able to create this business for himself as a content creator on YouTube and being able to actually buy his first house. Oh, and he bought a Tesla. Huh? Yeah. So good on you. Good for you. And then I just thought that inspires me so much. And why can't I do that? I mean, I've, you know, built up a little following on my Instagram. I think there's about 12,000 of us in this amazing community that I love so much. And sometimes I don't even want that community to grow because I still find it that it's manageable. I can still respond to the DMs and we can still talk back and forth. And so I feel like I am still connected, and I'm like, I don't want it to grow because I want to be able to still feel connected. But on the other hand, I need it to grow because I would love to take what I do outside of my real day job and be able to create a life for myself where I can still sustain myself and at the same time doing what I love and giving back. Because when I started the channel, when I started on Facebook 8 years ago, it was really with the intent of just, you know, giving back and taking this horrible situation that I had been in and this, you know, tragedy that I had gone through and taking the bad and turning it into a good. And that was sort of the intent. And then helping you guys that listen and that follow learn something from what I went through and hopefully be inspired or be motivated or be encouraged or be empowered. And that was the intent. But along the way, what I found is that it actually became beneficial. People were buying my books. And now I have subscribers on my Instagram page that I really connect with. Like, I do special videos just for them. They ask questions and then we have a conversation. And I feel that that is so, it's so intimate that I love that part of Instagram. But again, because I am also reaping the rewards. I don't know what you pay on that. I think is it $5.99 a month you pay to be a subscriber? I don't even know. But I love it because I feel connected and I feel like it's a real intimate space where we can be really vulnerable and not be judged. And sometimes I don't want to talk about stuff that the whole world can listen to or that has access to. Like I just did a video the other day. I never talk about this. If you follow me, if you listen to my podcast, if you have been following me for a while, I never ever really talk about my upbringing and my dad and how my dad really I became conditioned to find a partner that was in essence my dad, subconsciously of course, because nobody would willingly look for, you know, someone who was extremely abusive and an alcoholic. Not abusive to the kids, but definitely abusive to his wife, my mom. And so I don't really talk about that publicly, but when I have, I feel safe in a space where I can speak openly and not be judged and have other people, the subscribers, chime in, it's just so cathartic. It's so therapeutic for everyone. And so my hope is that I can continue to do that. Now with this podcast, it is not monetized. I don't make any money here, but I do have a following that I still want to be able to connect with. The problem with doing the podcast and having Instagram and having YouTube now, there's just so much that I feel so torn and so pulled in so many different directions. So I'm going to try to figure out, because I'm also not tech savvy, you guys. I'm 50, going to be 58 years old, so I'm not really good with all this technical stuff. I'm going to see if there's a way to just do the YouTube content, which is video, and then somehow have that same content put onto the podcast. And I'm sure there's a way to do it. Now, the YouTube is Rebuilding a Kick-Ass Life with Mama Moines, and this podcast is Get Real with Mama Moines. So I'm going to need to figure out a way to sort of merge them together so that I can save time, quite frankly, and so that you get, instead of getting a podcast once a month, if you like podcast style format rather than having to go to YouTube and watching the video, that you can still listen to whatever the content was on YouTube, but get it in a podcast form. Does that make sense? Anyway, you can go to YouTube. I just started it. I think like 3 weeks ago, a month ago, and already we've built up, I think, over 700 subscribers. And you know what's funny about that is that they're not, I think out of the subscribers that came to YouTube, maybe a third are from Instagram, but they're all new people. And so I feel like I'm just so excited about that because I'm creating a whole other community with other people that need and want to feel the connection and want to feel like they are not alone. And I was talking to a friend the other day and she's like, oh my God, you have like 700 subscribers. Good for you. And for a moment I thought, yeah, that's great. I mean, that's great, but it's YouTube. I mean, YouTube gets millions of subscribers. And then she said to me, yeah, but don't discount yourself because everybody starts with nothing. When you start, everybody is starting with nothing. And so, you know, just keep going and keep building yourself up. And, you know, she's right, because last week when I checked the analytics on YouTube, I think I had like, I don't know, 350 maybe people that had subscribed and left comments. And all of a sudden, I feel like it was just overnight. I went from 300 and something to 700 subscribers. And then the comments, that's what I love more than the subscribers. I mean, yeah, it would be great for me to be able to monetize the channel so I can follow my dream, because we all should be setting goals for ourselves and following our dreams. But what I'm excited about is to actually read the comments and be able to, resonate with what they're saying, or what they've watched resonates with them. And then what I really love as well is, like, I had some haters on the comments. Like, one comment was, I did a video of my home. The premise of the video was more so just, if people are going through a breakup or going through a divorce, it can be really hard. And it actually, it is hard. It's really fucking hard. And sometimes you have to start from scratch. But 8 years later, I have built myself, a great life. And a great life in terms of, really just being free and living authentically and living in peace more than anything. But I've also created this space for myself that is beautiful and cozy and warm and peaceful and inviting. And so I put that out on YouTube, that a divorce does not have to be a life sentence, although it is extremely difficult and extremely hard. And sometimes you think that you're never going to make it and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I wanted to show that this is my home, and this is where I live, and this is pretty, and this speaks to me, and it encompasses and embodies who I am. And I put that video out there, and then I had haters, not many, but a couple, say, well, of course you have this beautiful home, thanks to your ex-husband and all the money he's providing. And careful, ladies, there's a lot of girl bosses here on this channel. And if you're not careful, you're going to die alone with your cats, who are going to end up eating your bodies. And I was like, what the fuck? And if you know me, you know that I become extremely unbothered, and that I don't really define myself by other people's opinion of me. And so I don't really respond to the haters. But what was great, or what was fun to see, was the new people that had joined the channel coming to my defense. And that's what I mean by community and women building women up and women supporting women. Because the comments were like, hey, buddy, get lost. Like, what are you doing here? Like, what has this lady ever done to you? She's just on here trying to spread love and positivity. Beat it. Scram. Get out of here. And so I was like, yes, this is why we need a community. This is why it's so important that we build each other up and that we support one another. And that's what makes us feel like we are connected and that we are not alone. And so thank you. And that is the whole reason behind doing this channel and doing this podcast. And so I am today, actually, I was just, if you guys follow Blake, if you don't follow him, you should go and look at the latest video he just did. Talk about giving a mother a heart attack. So he's in South Africa with Zach Clark. Do you guys remember Zach Clark? If you watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, he ended up getting engaged to Tayshia Adams. And they didn't work out. But he's in South Africa with Zach Clark. Him and Zach really bonded. And it's so interesting that Blake came out of that show creating this platform for himself where he's really helping. He's such an environmentalist and a conservationist. And that's what his platform is all about. It's helping save endangered species and helping save up our planet. And then Zach is all about recovery, addiction recovery. If you know his story, God, go follow Zach. Honestly, he's very inspirational. But his platform is all about helping others and mental health. And how interesting that they became the best of friends. I really believe that great minds think alike, and that birds of a feather flock together, and you are the sum of the five people you hang out with. And I'm so happy for their friendship. But they're in South Africa raising money for this charity, and the video that Blake posted, so picture this, he's on a mountain bike, he's in South Africa, he is going downhill full speed, you can see the terrain is rough, it's like in the mountains. And the second I saw that video, I thought, what the F are you doing? Oh my God, dude, you're on a bike and you're holding your phone, videoing yourself. Like, I commend you. My God, massive influencer epic fail. I commend you for wanting to raise as much money as you can for this incredible cause, but oh my good God, could you put the phone down while you're on that bike? Or do they not have some sort of technology or some sort of, I don't know, something that you can attach to the freaking handlebar that is recording you so that you can have both hands on the fucking wheel? Anyway, do I need to say more? Do you know where this story is going? Because my heart sank into my stomach. The next minute, all I saw, all I heard was a scream and a moan and a groan, and the camera smashes to the ground, and then I see nothing. It goes black. Fuck. When you're a mom, you will always be a mom. So that was my moment this morning. Apparently he's okay. Apparently I did see massive road rash down his leg. Go check out the video if you haven't. It's insane. But as a mom, I am super proud of my kids, super proud of him, but holy hell, kids really put you through the ringer. I don't even know why I was thought about that. I just had to bring it to mind because I just literally finished watching the video before I came on and did a podcast. So if I'm catching up, that's what's happening today. So I encourage you guys to go over and check out the YouTube. Maybe you might want to switch to over there. I don't know. I got to figure out how to merge these two together because I have had some of you comment to say, I don't listen to YouTube. I only, when I'm in my car, I play my podcast. So please don't let the podcast go. So my promise to you is I am within this month at some point going to try and figure out how to merge YouTube and the podcast together so that you don't have to do both. You can just do one. Okay. Anyway, I got to go because I actually have a consultation today for a house that, the couple is getting divorced, and she wants a consultation because she wants to put the house on the market. And I'm so excited because I have not had a staging job probably in, oh my God, I'm going to say 2.5 weeks, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it makes a big difference. So I've got to go because I'm so excited about this consultation. It apparently is a massive house, like a $3 million house. So I am hoping and praying that I nail the consultation and I get the job because I don't know. If I don't get this job, I don't know. I have to start OnlyFans or something to get the income coming in. Okay, guys. Great catching up. We'll catch up again soon. I'll see you soon again on Get Real with Mama Moines. Oh, God, I feel like this was such a lame podcast. I just wanted to catch up, let you know what was going on, and I will be in touch very soon. Bye.